There was a threat. We have so much to cover. So much has happened in the span. I've been gone from your side for a month and a half.
Yeah.
In SMOD time, though, only, I think, three SMODs you missed.
Yeah.
But so much has happened, and we'll cover it all. But I want to start with something that I am fucking delighted by. We created a thread on the board called SMART, the SMODcast art
Like art inspired category. By
all art people, like, because people out there are very talented. People that listen to the show, you know, not everybody. You don't have to be talented. This thing I'm trying to explain to my kid, I was like, you know what? Not everybody has to be fucking special. You understand? Like, somebody's got to make the fries. Somebody's got to fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, everyone always raises kids to be like, you could be anything. But it's like, be honest. You could be anything, but you probably won't be. You know, chances are you might have to do a fucking shit job
life
at one
has
point.
A disclaimer.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, we got cool jobs now, but before I got this job, I had fucking shit jobs.
Yeah.
Which other people would deem shitty, but I like because it didn't require me to do a lot. But I'm always telling my kid, man, I'm like, you know, maybe you're not special at all. How about that? Maybe you're fucking
night,
normal. Yeah, boring and average. Now, do you want me to leave this light on or turn it off? Okay, good night.
Here's the story of a little girl who thought she was special.
Every story is not about a princess who wins. Some princesses work at fucking Dairy Queen. You know, how about that story? I'm always trying to give her a sense of, like, you know, it's not about fucking, you write a book and everyone knows who you are. You make a movie and everyone knows who you are. You're an athlete and everyone knows who you are. Personal happiness, first and foremost.
Yeah.
And some people, like my father, was personally happy in what I consider to be a hellish existence.
Yeah.
Like, he woke up every night, 9 o'clock, went to work at the post office, came home 7 in the morning, and would sleep some most of the day, then get up for a few hours, see his kids, be family time, then go back to sleep at like 6 o'clock at night, then wake up again at 8 o'clock at night, get ready to go to work. Fucking kill me, dude. Yeah. Kill me on that existence. Yeah. Now, it's ironic, considering in our job, we do a lot of night shoots.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you're up at, like, you know, you start work at 5 o'clock at night and finish at 5, 6 in the morning. But still, in my case, I got lucky because I got to do something that I don't feel like it feels like work, even though it is. My father didn't. My father worked and hated it, and he was never like, hey, man, this rocks. But he didn't care about the job. The job was not important to him. Seeing his name in lights, he didn't give a fuck about that. He didn't want any attention. He shied away from that kind of thing. What he wanted was wife and kids.
He wanted to provide for his family.
Yes. Well, look, I mean, he accepted the fact he had to provide for him. He didn't want to. My old man, well, I don't know him anymore. I knew him pretty well. He was lazy like me. You know, just, there was a time when he was a go-getter, but he joined a post office early on. Once he got married, joined a post office. And after like 2 weeks of the job where he was just like way into it and fucking like, yeah, this is great, man. We could do this a lot more efficiently, and just got way into it. Then he got stopped by fuckers who were just like, Hey, man,
don't fuck with that dude.
Yeah. People were like, literally were like, slow down, dude. Like, pace yourself, because we got a way of doing things.
You are going to be in a world of hurt if you don't slow down.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who knows? It'd be nice if I could have had the conversation with him and be like, what exactly did they say? Because it could have been something like, we're going to fucking drag you in the bathroom and gang fuck your ass if you keep this up. Yeah, with a broomstick and with Herbert.